From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina ETV Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera. We're listening to one of the countless pieces of music inspired by a single famous legend. The piece is Fairest Isle, from a musical drama by Henry Purcell. The score has been around since 1691, but the story it tells is a lot older. The drama is called King Arthur. The legend of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table is remarkably complex. By now, it's associated with so many plot lines and sub-stories, sequels, and prequels, that there's actually a literary term, Arthurian, that's used to describe it all. There's also a remarkable body of Arthurian music, much of it associated with the legend's many memorable characters. Here's one example, a haunting song by David Crosby of Crosby, Stills & Nash. It's named for King Arthur's beautiful queen, Guinevere.
Guinevere had green eyes like yours, milady, like yours.
There are also more recent examples of the Arthurian influence on contemporary pop culture. This TV theme is from the BBC series Merlin, named for the mysterious wizard said to have served King Arthur. Musical theater has also seen its share of Arthurian hits. Broadway's Camelot by Lerner and Lowe may be the most famous example. And if you doubt the incredible variety of Arthurian music, here's something, well, completely different. It's the Monty Python take on King Arthur's dashing romantic knight, Sir Lancelot, from the musical Spamalot. Getting back to classical music, there are several Arthurian operas. Wagner wrote three, Tristan and Isolde, Lohengrin, and Parsifal, though Arthur himself doesn't feature in any of them. There's also an opera called Merlin from Spain by composer Isaac Albéniz. And there's the opera we'll be hearing today. It comes from France, and like Purcell's drama, it's named for the character that spawned the term Arthurian in the first place. It's Le Roi Artus, King Arthur, by Ernest Chausson. This time on World of Opera, Chausson's King Arthur comes to us from the Bastille Opera in Paris, the composer's hometown. Baritone Thomas Hampson stars in the title role with mezzo-soprano Sophie Koch as Guinevere and tenor Roberto Alagna as Lancelot in a production led by conductor Philippe Jourdan.